It's lunaticradio.com.
I heard you guys are on the MySpace, huh?
Yeah, we're on the MySpace.
Oh, yeah, we love MySpace.
Dude, fucking MySpace.
Fucking rocks.
Dude,
I'm telling you right now, anybody who's listening, man, you gotta get on this shit. This is the easiest way to meet women.
Oh my God.
I've ever found in my life.
Dude, Bill, you're preaching to the choir, man.
It's like shooting pussy in a barrel.
Yeah, it is.
That is it.
Dude, I'm telling you, no more going to a bar and seeing some girls trying to get them separated from their friends and coming up with an opening line, all that shit.
Yeah, fuck
all
that.
All you gotta do, this is what you do. You go on MySpace, right?
Yeah.
And you find some girl who looks a little whorish who lives in the state that you're in.
Yeah.
You don't go with the girl who's got the glossy, like, professional porno star picture. You got the girl who looks like, you know, she only has like 16 friends and she has like
right.
low self-esteem.
Right, right.
Then you go on and you read her little bio about herself, and whatever her dream is, you send her an email and tell her that you think she can achieve it. And
yes!
I'm telling you, dude,
yes!
In 3 minutes, she'll send you a picture of her titties.
Oh, nice. I love it. Free smut.
Holy shit, man. I tell you what, MySpace, we've just joined it, and I've become addicted to that fucking thing.
Me, like, I'll be on there late. We're talking
right. Like, unusually, like, back a couple weeks ago, I'd be just searching for porn, you know?
Right.
Now I'm on MySpace searching for broads.
Yeah.
That's all I'm doing. And I'm doing what Bill suggests.
It's just completely, it's overrated. They always say it's free, and then you go there, and then you got to have some sort of membership. And
yeah.
It's like, you know, I don't want a membership to, you know, bigbooty.com on my credit card bill. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. I want to talk to the this low self-esteem bitch on MySpace.
These chicks are out of control, though, man. They're literally wearing nothing, and they're, like, posting pictures of themselves.
Oh,
it
yeah.
is fantastic.
MySpace is
great. Dude, I was
great.
Up to this girl the other night, right? She just had that look on her face. I click on her thing, and another big thing you got to do, you got to click other photos.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
everybody's photo makes them look like a supermodel.
Yeah.
And even if you're ugly, you can get one of those.
Yeah.
But when you go to other photos, you see what the person really looks like.
Yeah, you get the not so good photo.
Right. Yeah, they go from a 10 down to about a 4, right?
Yeah. And then you got to average it out a little bit.
Yeah, which is cool because I'm about a 6, so I figure, all right, you know. I'm not turning down 4s, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I go into this girl's the other night, and it was like, you know, she just had that look in her eye, right? So I click on a thing, and in her picture, she's leaning back. She's got, like, a leg behind her shoulder, and the clip underneath says, nice tie, wanna fuck?
And I'm like, nice!
And I'm like, there you go.
Done.
Okay, I'll send her an email.
I sent her an email within like, I can't say 2 minutes. I talked to her for about a half an hour, probably about 8 back and forths.
Yeah.
You know, she sent me a nice picture of her titties.
Wow. That's a game.
C's, and I swear to God, half the titty was areola.
Holy shit.
I love those native titties, man.
Native titties.
I love those things. Those are the best.
Yeah,
I love
it's
my
wonderful.
Space.
So now, you know, if I ever go to Hayes, Nebraska, I got some pussy lined up.
There you go. A future reference for you. That's
I'm
good.
Telling you.
Yeah,
anybody
I love.
Anybody out there who's listening, especially girls with low self-esteem, I'm on MySpace.
Yeah. Log on to Bill Burr on MySpace, everybody.